With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. U.S. forces have stopped a second oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela in international waters.
U.S. forces stop a vessel off the coast of Venezuela Saturday for the second time in less than 2 weeks as President Trump continues to ramp up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The move was confirmed by two U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity and comes days after Trump announced a blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers coming in and out of the South American country. Trump has demanded that Venezuela return assets that it seized from U.S. oil companies years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Michael Graham with the NTSB confirms that one person aboard the plane crash that killed retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle sent a text message about an emergency landing.
The NTSB is aware of one brief text from a passenger on board the aircraft to a family member that read, and I quote, "emergency landing." Again, that's emergency landing. We are not aware of any other communications from passengers on board the aircraft to those on the ground.
New plaques are on display under presidential portraits that President Trump has installed at the White House.
It's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, a long wall facing the Rose Garden that now features framed portraits of every U.S. president. Plaques describing each president are the latest addition to the display, and several of them include partisan criticism. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the descriptions were eloquently written, many by Donald Trump. His immediate predecessor is mocked as Sleepy Joe Biden and referred to as the worst president in American history. And President Barack Obama is described as one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. Young men are worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eastern Orthodoxy in the U.S. is experiencing a surge in converts, partly due to online content. Sometimes called America's best-kept secret, Orthodoxy is embraced by about 1% of adults, according to Pew Research Center, but a heightened online profile has led to two waves of converts since the pandemic. Young single men are often cited as the driving force behind this trend, but preliminary data suggests most recent influx of converts is more diverse, with many black and Hispanic people. This is SRN News. Turning Point USA America Fest conference began Thursday night with some stark public disagreement at the podium. Erica Kirk, widow of the organization's slain founder Charlie Kirk, lamented the divisions, speaking during her opening remarks.
When he was assassinated, we saw infighting, we've seen fractures, we've seen bridges being burned that shouldn't be burnt. We saw a lot on full display.
At the Turning Point USA America Fest conference, attendee Emma Paskett, a student at Brigham Young University, says Erica Kirk is an inspiration.
She's definitely the biggest female conservative role model for me right now. She's beautiful, she's smart, she's so reverent and humble, and I think exactly the kind of leader that most young conservative women want to be.
Erica Kirk told attendees to embrace the differences at the conference. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.